Chapter 2 Blade was seated in a metal folding chair at his desk in the command bunker when the general arrived. He was ruminating on his life at the home, the walled retreat constructed by a man named Kurt Carpenter shortly before World War III. The descendants of Carpenter and his followers still resided at the home over a century since the war had ended. As the head of the warrior class, the expert fighters responsible for the preservation of the home, Blade had spent most of his adult life safeguarding the lives of others. His fame had spread beyond the confines of the home over the years, as stories about his lethal prowess were circulated amongst the Freedom Federation factions. He'd had to overcome countless threats to the security of the home, and because of his demonstrated competence, the leaders of the Freedom Federation had asked him to assume his new post as head of the force. Sometimes, he wished he'd turned them down. His life was much harder now. Being in charge of the force was a totally different experience than from leading the warriors. The warriors were all devoted to their craft. They were able to discharge their duties proficiently, and rarely had they given him any grief. But the force members, on the other hand, were a never-ending source of disciplinary problems, as in the case of Kraft, or else their attitudes left a lot to be desired. Grizzly was a bigot. The mutant had once referred to humans as scum, and even Boone's attitude was deficient. The frontiersman had volunteered for the force at the request of the leader of the cavalry, not because he wanted to volunteer. Boone was merely killing time until his enlistment was up. Blade abruptly sat straight in his chair, listening. The sounds of footsteps pounded on the stairs leading from his office open door to the bunker entrance. A moment later, an officer appeared in the doorway, a brown briefcase in his left hand.
"General Gallagher," Blade said, greeting him.
General Miles Gallagher nodded curtly and entered the office. Gallagher served as the personal liaison between the force and the governor of California, Governor Melnick. And it was Melnick who relayed information pertaining to threats against the Federation from the leaders of the Federation factions.
"To what do I owe this honor?" Blade asked.
Gallagher walked to a chair in front of the desk and sat down. He was a bulldog of a man, stocky, with brown eyes and crew-cut brown hair. A dozen ribbons decorated his barrel chest. His eyes narrowed as he stared at the warrior.
"Are you making fun of me?" "Would I do that?" Blade responded, smiling. "You don't like me, do you?"
General Gallagher demanded bluntly.
"I never said that." "You don't have to say it. I can see it in your face." "I have nothing against you personally, but I do somewhat resent the way you feel about the force." "At least I'm honest about the way I feel," Gallagher said. "I oppose the formation of the force, and I still don't think it's a good idea. Oh, sure, I know all the Federation leaders believe we need a tactical squad which can respond immediately to any perceived danger. But California's been taking care of itself for over 100 years. We can handle our own problems. Funding and equipping a measly squad of 7 so-called specialists is a waste of valuable resources. What do we need your squad for when we've got an army, a navy, and an air force of our own?" "We've been through all this," Blade mentioned. "The Federation leaders wanted a mobile strike force capable of dealing with isolated trouble spots before they developed into full-fledged threats to the security of the Federation. You just said you don't like wasting valuable resources. Think of the savings in resource material we achieve by having the force deal with problems before they grow to the point where an entire army might be needed to deal with the situation."
General Gallagher reflected a few seconds.
"I never thought of it that way." "Give the force time," Blade suggested. "We'll prove ourselves to your satisfaction." "Well, you did handle the spider affair nicely," General Gallagher admitted grudgingly, "although you lost one of your men."
Blade frowned.
"You don't need to remind me." "Any word on a replacement yet?"
"No. We haven't heard a thing from the moles. I don't have the slightest idea why they haven't sent someone."
General Gallagher, oddly enough, grinned.
"Well, we can't have the force go out on a mission undermanned, but we'll get to that in a moment."
He opened the briefcase on his lap, the lid concealing the contents from Blade's view.
"You may have the chance to prove yourselves at hand."
"What do you mean?" Blade inquired.
General Gallagher gazed at the warrior.
"What do you know about Oregon?"
"Not much," Blade said. "We studied geography extensively in our schooling classes at the home. So I know Oregon was once a state, and it was located due north